They train you to go to war and to kill people. But it's a completely different thing when you actually go there and you have to become involved in it. For example, nothing ever could prepare you for the sight of a body that had been killed and laying in front of you that had been completely torn apart by bullets or shrapnel, and that you'd have to bury that particular body. And in one case, it fell in half as I picked it up. Nothing can prepare you for that. You think you have some idea of what it will be like, and you have all these grandiose notions about what war will be, but the reality is significantly different when you actually get there.
And for the Vietnam veterans, it was also significantly different when they got home again, because there wasn't the accolades that soldiers from other wars had had. And I suppose if you were in the First or the Second World War, you could, you know, forget the horrible things you'd done because you were being made to be proud of the fact that you stood up for your country. But for you guys, when you came back, it was different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's such a difficult thing to really still talk about. I came back, I spent 2 years in hospital, so I didn't actually go through the same experiences as many of my fellow vets who got ostracized in the street or spat on and thrown, had blood thrown at them and things like that. To that extent, at least, I was spared that. But, you know, in my case, trying to get work after Vietnam was just a horrific experience. They'd say to me, "Where have you been the last few years?" And I'd say, "Well, I went to Vietnam." They'd say, "Well, obviously you're in Asher." I said, no, I joined up, you know, I wanted to go as a regular soldier. They said, "Well, clear out, we don't want your type around here." This was around Port Kembla where I lived. So I couldn't get work simply because I had done something honourable for my country.
Was that the same for the men that you've been to war with?
Look, every veteran you speak to will tell you the same thing. Unless they had a job to go back to, most of them struggled when they came home. First of all, they had to struggle with their experiences because it was a horrific war in so many respects. Just the just the sights and the sounds and so forth. But to come home and know that what you had done, what you'd given to your country was just basically thrown in your face, was very hard to come to terms with. And the other side of the coin, of course, is that when you do go to war, there's a certain adrenaline rush involved. And it's a rush that when you walk away from it, leaves a sort of a void there. And a lot of blokes, when they come back home, just needed that rush again. So a lot of blokes got caught up in, you know, drugs or alcohol or chasing women or, you know, gambling or a combination of those things, trying to fill that void up. I guess I was one of them.
Why do you think, though, particularly Vietnam veterans did turn to drugs and drink and suicide attempts as opposed to soldiers from other wars?
Well, I think the answer lies in the simple fact is that, as far as the history is concerned, we're the first Australians to have lost a war. Now, of course, that's not the fault of the ordinary digger. I mean, the man in the field didn't lose the war. It was lost in the media. It was lost on the, you know, in Parliament. The Australians up in Vietnam, as the Americans were, simply always had to fight basically with one hand tied behind their back. The other mob could do anything that they wanted to.
What do you mean by that? Who do you mean by the others?
Well, say the Viet Cong or the North Vietnamese. They could commit all sorts of atrocities. And, you know, it would get very little exposure, but if anything happened as far as the Australians were concerned or the Americans were concerned, it would be blown up out of all proportion in the media back home because the moratoriums were in full swing and anything was grist for the mill as far as they were concerned.
What effect did that have on your morale while you were actually over there?
Oh, look, blokes would just sit around and they'd say, you know, when we get back, we're going to kill those bastards. The bastards that they were talking about in particular were the wharfies at the time who, you know, who had delayed the mail or who wouldn't load the supply ships, the people marching down the streets. There were such wide, you know, we knew that we were reviled, and in return, we reviled those people who were marching down the streets.
Has that all changed? Is the Vietnam War viewed differently now, do you think? Do you feel differently about having fought in it?
Look, I've always been proud. Many men sort of went to ground and didn't talk about the war. I've always been proud of it. As far as I'm concerned, as I said, I marched off with those ideas in my head, and I refused to bow down to those moratorium marches. In fact, I stood up to them in Brisbane in 1970, but I was on day leave from the hospital one time, and I think it was about May the 10th. They came marching down the street, swearing and chanting and carrying their banners, and I walked out in amongst them with my crutches, and I belted the daylights out of them. I was one of the few veterans who stood up to them then. And I still would. I'd still defend the war. I still think it was the right thing to have done.
So how do you feel about the anti-war protests of a few years ago over the Iraq war?
Well, look, strangely enough, I have to say, well, I sort of agree with that. On the one hand, I believe America has a responsibility as such a superpower to try and be a sheriff in the world. unfortunately, the fact that it picks and chooses where it wants to be a sheriff is, you know, is counterproductive.
Do you feel that the public's attitude has completely softened, though, towards guys like you?
No, not in the least. Look, I think they pay lip service to it, but when we marched down the streets in 1987, the Welcome Home Parade, there were tears in most men's eyes, as there were in 1992 when the Vietnam Memorial was unveiled down there in Canberra. But you can't undo 30 or 40 years of being despised. You can't take that. You can't get over that. I mean, I worked for 15 years or so in teaching, 10 years at one particular school, and I put up with 10 years of crap from fellow teachers who had marched in the moratoriums and who would make jokes all the time about Vietnam veterans and about helicopters crashing through the ceiling and so forth. And they didn't understand the cost. They didn't understand the psychological damage that it did to us.